The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. Mark Vieira is here, and he's totally new and improved. Slick.
New and improved.
Yeah. Aerodynamic Mark Vieira. Is at the Tempe Improv tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, all weekend long. Go see Mark at the Tempe Improv. We were just talking. I saw you, and I'm like, I don't recall if last time you were here you were full shaved head. But now this whole room with Brad and Brady and me and you looks like a QAnon meeting. Yeah. What's going on in here?
Yeah, we're ready for the next movement.
You shaved it.
I have the longest hair right now.
Brady, you are the hippie. You and Brad are a couple of hippies. Get out of here, you deadbeats. You get a job.
Your hair is phenomenal.
It is nice, isn't it?
It's very
flowing.
Nice. It's
yeah.
Yeah.
I won't ride with him in case it gets in his eyes. It's dangerous to drive
it's
with
him. So long right now. I don't have to wear a hat.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's just. It's nuts. You did it. You got rid of your hair.
I got rid of my hair. I was holding on for so long, and I think just one day. What gets you is the barber. Like, one day the barber's just like, I can't do this to you anymore. I can't take this money. Like, this, you know. In New York, you know, the barbershops are $25-$30 a visit.
A pop.
And I'm just like, here's the 30. And the guy's like, I really shouldn't.
Keep the goddamn dream alive, man.
We're pushing the money back towards each other. Yeah. I'm going, no, here, take it. He's going, I can't. I just
whisper?
It's a 4-minute back and forth, and I'm saying, no, but I appreciate what you do. And he's like, I didn't do anything.
That moment between two men where it's kind of got to stay quiet, where you're like, please, I can't do this to you. The whispering sad, like, the relationship is over.
Yeah, I'm not tearing, and he is. And I just didn't know why. Like, and he's just
I wish
like,
my barber was that honest.
Oh,
I mean, there's a good
mind.
Chance I doze off in the chair, and all they have to do is make the sound effect.
Yeah,
they wake you up. All done, champ.
It's like TV
spraying
barbers.
Spraying your head. You're going, what's spraying it for what?
Yeah.
What are you doing? And is that...
You want a blow dried?
Fertilizer.
You want that blow...
You go to the blow bar.
Yeah.
It's not what I thought it was at all.
That would
I don't
be a
belong
good one.
Here.
We should go there. There's one of those, just all they do is blow dry.
Oh.
Yeah.
How much?
How much? What would you do here?
What
with
is
this?
It? Blow and sip?
Oh, yeah. My God. I've not gone to that.
Yeah,
there's a blow and
they
sip?
Serve,
they
alcohol,
serve champagne
wine.
And drinks and is. And
wow.
Is yeah.
This is
and it's a
to
thing.
Me.
This is thing.
You haven't gone to one yet?
No.
Yeah.
I belong there as much as I belong at the Source
You
Award.
Don't have a membership as I do to the blow-in sip?
Why wouldn't you? I thought I should get a membership at the blow-in sip, and then I saw, like, hair. I'm like, this is not for me.
No. Yeah.
I stood outside the blow-in sip a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, not what I was kind of going.
I'm ready to go in, coach.
Yeah. On a Saturday.
For a little while, I was looking for a gig, and I was like, maybe I'll work at the blow-in sip. It doesn't seem so bad. At least you're getting paid, right? Mark is at the Tempe Improv this weekend, and everything's going well. You're here.
I am here.
Like, just kind of boom, last second, right?
Yeah, I got a call. They said, Mark, we need you out. You know, can you? And this is the thing, doing whole weekends, like from Thursday to Sunday, is sort of like, it's kind of like non-existent now.
Yeah.
So when they're like, you want to do Thursday, can you do Thursday through Sunday? I'm like, what?
Why?
Why?
Who is this?
For who? but... You know, I'm like, I guess people will come out on Thursday and Sunday again, which is great. I think that's awesome.
We got to get out now because Omicron is going to kill us all. So we have to get
all
of it.
Omarion. I'm like, they're going R&B on us now. Is going to be like, watch for the Levert.
Yeah. You know?
The Levert strain.
That's going to catch it on Spotify.
Make you add some pounds.
We leave the Greek alphabet and go right to R&B X.
R&B X.
She's a fake.
Yeah. The new babyface strain is taking over.
That Mary J. Blige strain.
Did you get it?
Such a bitch.
Yeah.
She's so.
prima donna strain. Did you get the COVID? I think we talked.
Yeah,
about that last
time?
Yeah, I did.
I got the
COVID. You got
it
pretty bad, right?
I had it really bad on the onset. You know, I was, like I said, living in Brooklyn when it was, I guess, COVID was really
got taken. Into the lungs.
I got into the lungs, but I didn't have the bad cough. I just had that. I call it heavy chest feeling, where it just feels like, this sucks.
Yeah,
you know, not being able to breathe through your nose and then having that weighty feeling on your chest. You
it's
know,
like being
when
a
you
fat
breathe
girl.
Is sucked. It sucked, but you know, still rocking the antibodies. Like I want to get like a. I'm from the Bronx, right? Yeah. Like one of those nice rope gold chains.
Oh yeah,
you know, that says, you know, antibodies positive with the positive. You know what I mean? Just like rock that. Like I'm.
That's a
I'm
great
good.
Idea.
Yeah, I got this.
You know, we used to carry boom boxes and all that. Why not a, you know, a nice...
It's like your vaccine card, only it's like blinged.
Yeah, dope chain.
It's a dope chain that lets people know I'm safe.
I'm good.
Dude, survive the so I'll be good. Sure chain.
Yeah. Are you in you're in New York still?
I'm in Florida, West Palm Beach,
Florida. Oh, okay,
Florida.
So you're not doing the whole... Because New York is nuts.
Yeah, with vaccine cards to eat. And
to go anywhere.
Yeah, to go anywhere.
To get in a cab sometimes. Yeah. They make you throw a card at them.
Yeah, well, I was just there. I'm grateful that that's... I guess people mistaken New York City for the greater New York area, right? And so New York City is such a small part of the state of New York that it really is just New York City because that's the most dense. People go, why be so crazy about things? Because that is the most densely populated area in the United States.
22 million people in 6 miles.
Yeah, within this small you know, square, you know, sort of. It's not a big place to put. That's why people go, the buildings are we have to stack them.
Yes. Yeah. It's Legos.
Must live on top of each other. Yeah. There's no, it's not that much land. Yeah. You know, if you look at it from a 30,000 feet, it's small.
I want to take shots to go to New York. Not for it's like when you go to India and stuff, they load you up with all that. Like when I go to New York, I'm like, it's just a cesspool of humanity.
That's what I'm saying.
And I want like all of it. Like I don't care what you put
malaria. You
want
to get
bots in? Put like control me from another room. I don't care. I don't want any of the stuff from those people in New York touching me. Like it's too many people in one spot. That makes me very uncomfortable.
It makes a lot of people that visit New York makes them want to leave immediately.
Yeah,
it is the one thing that makes people want to leave the second they like get from the airport and get into the city.
But like
they're like, oh, I can't.
Miserable.
I'm like 12 noon when people go out for lunch.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah, they don't
at
stagger
one time
times.
Will scare the bejesus. I'm telling you, it is like having a herd of people coming at you as you're just trying to go get.
He's getting a burger.
Smoothie or something, you know, whatever it is. You're just like, how the hell do I navigate through the people?
I don't want to.
You know? It's manic.
Like India. That's why I don't want to go to India.
I've never really experienced it either.
Yeah. Moving to Florida, and when I go back to New York, I swear now, I'm just like, I just want to get back to Florida. I don't mind the alligators, the venomous snakes. Like, I'm just like,
better
you
than
know,
the people.
All the Florida men.
It's better than the crackheads. Right. You know, and you know, I'll take an alligator over a crackhead. Anything. And I never knew I would say that.
Yeah.
You know?
Wrangle a python
every
once in a while.
That would be a sentence I would utter. You know, I'd rather the alligators than, you know.
I'd rather get $25 a foot for catching a python.
But chances are.
Right?
Yeah, chances are you're not going to run into an alligator.
Exactly.
In New York, you're going to run into a crackhead.
In Florida, you will.
Yeah.
I said
really?
The same thing.
I didn't think you'd ever see them unless you looked for them.
Dude.
They
I
show
said
up?
They're everywhere.
They allow them in certain areas. Basically, it's like.
Oh, they leave them
over.
Alone.
If it's under 5 feet.
Under 5 feet, alligator can hang, chill,
ship
eat
them
dogs,
out over five.
But they just show up.
Cats, rabbit, the alligator will eat anything, and it's, you know, in its purview. Anything.
And you've seen them, like, just hanging around?
They're just in the water, chilling. On the side. They take,
see,
they
you
sunbathe.
Have to look for
I'm like, what?
You go to the water. That's where they live.
Yeah. Golf courses, they're going across
no,
the fairway.
No, Florida, Florida is water.
Yeah.
So they have these like water holes everywhere because if not, then you'll flood where you actually live. So they got all these quote unquote ponds, reservoirs. That's where they want to trap the water there
and
instead
you live
of going
by this.
Back up.
This
and
is,
I live
this
in
this.
This
is dumb. Arizona has none of that.
This is dumb.
And an amazing climate. This is dumb on your part. You're not Jewish. Why did you move to Florida?
I know. And a woman. A woman.
She dragged you down there.
A woman, Mamadou. A woman, and I'm telling you,
is she still
that
part of it?
Think, huh?
Is she still part of everything?
Yes.
Okay, I was just going to say. She forced you to move to Florida.
She forced. She said, here or bust. And I was
kidding.
Damn it.
We have women here. I don't know why we just won.
Why would you just go?
Why would you just go? Where? She's like, or bust is an option. Yeah. She gave you a choice.
She was like, come here.
So long.
Go live with the gators. That just seems to. I always tell people that, like, Tornado Alley, alligators, hurricanes every year. I'm like, why would you do that when this exists?
Yeah.
But if I
because did, you guys have zero beach life.
So what? What's an hour and a half?
Zero beach life.
But there is no danger of the gators.
Sure there is.
When you're in Florida.
He's an idiot.
Been there for.
Brady touches wild animals like they're like it's a Disney thing.
It's no,
he can't stop himself. It's
I have
annoying.
One of those women that wants to save every creature on Earth.
Yeah.
So the other day she goes, you have to come with me. Now, I don't know what she – I go, what are you – for what? Where are we going? It's like 95 degrees outside. Right. I'm like, the last thing I want to do is go with you outside right now. Why, why are we not keeping – we have to save the turtles.
Oh, all of them?
So they have a – we're fenced in our property.
Yeah.
And there were two turtles that looked like they were trying to get through the fence and to the next water hole. Maybe I've gotten lost. And she's like, they're dehydrating. I can tell by the color of this. I'm like, how – when did you learn this? When did you learn – like when did you – I don't even know what it's called to know things about turtles, but whatever turtleology you just
the Hutchinson
studied,
Island turtles.
By the time I left and came back, why am I getting it? Now she picks up, she goes, here, she shows me the turtles. We grab one, we get it, you know, we get
you
it.
You did it?
She just grabbed it.
That's
this
him.
Thing was huge. Yeah. Then she goes, there's one more. Now I go, I'm thinking it looks like the other one. No, a snapping turtle.
That's the alligator snapper.
That's, and she goes, I can't lift it. This
you
thing was like the
one.
Size of a hood of a car. No joke. No joke. The you, size of like a Toyota Corolla hood. She goes, you have to get it. And I'm like, I'm from the Bronx. Think about what you just said. What am I doing touching 100-some pound? Are you out of? We argued in the heat for 20 minutes. She goes, gets these banana leaves. And she's like, you have to hold it by the back or he'll bite your hand
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you'll lose a
and
hand.
And I'm like, no.
The whole purpose of this is that you're not supposed to feed it because it will bite your hand off. They find food on their own.
She's like, just grab. And she, I swear, she grabs it and moves it. She physically moves it. She goes, you see, it's you can do it. So she now she's like egging me on.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it. You're going to save him because that's what you need. I'm carrying this sort of like 3 feet at a time because it's trying to eat my face.
Yes.
I never even
you
see
saved him. That's all that matters.
And I get him about 5 feet from the water and he just lost his mind and was like, water. And was like, kick. His flippers were kicking the hell out of him. And I just threw him on the floor, let him, you know, and he went right in the water. And she goes, look what you did. You saved.
Did you feel good?
No, I swear I had a, if I had a photo, you'd just fall on the floor like. I was dripping in sweat, not only from the heat, from not, you know, the fear of getting your hand bitten
adrenaline.
Off by a predator turtle. Yeah. Like, you know, I was like, I don't, who,
they
why
are
is
still
this
still better
Florida?
Than New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't have that here. And also, how magic is this woman's vagina? She moved you to Florida with the gators and is making you carry wildlife
When I tell
around.
You magic.
Yeah, it's good. It's got to be. I want to see it. I want to see it.
His eyebrows were everything in that good.
It's good.
It's good. It's good.
I never thought Steve Irwin's widow would remarry. No. But evidently.
Yeah.
You are the Bronx crocodile.
I'm with Bindi right now. It's like, this is, who am I with?
Daddy, take me to Florida. We're going to lift some animals.
Oh, my dear sweet Jesus. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I would go get a hose and hose off the dehydrating turtle.
Yeah. Well, we didn't.
You
know,
carried it.
I had to do what she said because obviously
the
turtleology
cool
or turtle whatever she's studying, you know, she what?
Yeah. She's on. I don't even know how you Google it. How do you know when a turtle's dehydrated? And why do you care?
I don't.
What is she, Greta Thunberg?
Maybe she's like
that one's dehydrated. Yeah.
This one's
like,
doing well.
She's like Cesar Milan. She's the turtle whisperer. You never know.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
You know, so, and I'm like, why did I listen to her? I swear to you, I don't know.
I know exactly why. I know exactly why.
We know where the magic is.
There's something going
on. We know where
powerful.
Something happens where you're like, I love those turtles so much.
There's this energy source that's attracting me.
I hope that turtle.
Energy source.
It's like your dick just goes, pick up the goddamn turtle already.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Yeah, well, good for you. I'm glad you found that happiness in life.
Yeah, man.
Moving you wherever she wants to go. You're like a chess piece.
I tell her Arizona all the time. I'm like, can we do Arizona? I go, and this is what we'll do. We'll bring the things that we love about Florida to the house.
Sure.
You know, we can build a beautiful pool, you know, set it up, have like a small beach, that kind of thing where you can kind of set it up where it's a lot of fun and cool.
Yeah, you can palm trees.
Palm trees, backyard type of stuff. I'm like, why can't we do that? Because this Florida crap is horrible. It is horrible.
The humidity's brutal. Yeah. You got the... Oh, good Lord. Yeah. I'm moving to Florida. That's what we're talking about. Did you just show me
What's
a picture of her? Good Christ, man. I'd run for governor of Florida.
I'm running against the Sands.
I'll pick up a dragon and relocate it.
Was she born before or after 9/11? Good Lord, man.
Holy.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy Jesus.
Yes. Holy.
Mother of all.
Wow. Does she have a mother? Good Lord. Congratulations.
I just want anything.
I'm proud of you. I would mate with a turtle.
I think I did.
What else do you want me to do, honey?
What do I do with it? I put this where?
In its back end.
Okay. I mean,
I got you, baby. Anything for the turtle.
Learn this on the Google.
Help hydrated.
He's getting hydrated.
And whatever you say.
I hydrated him good.
Oh man, that's a solid.
I tell you what I did to that turtle. I hydrated him good.
He's not gonna be in want for any liquids anytime soon.
I know when she met you, she's like, I love your English accent.
Yeah. Oh my God, she's fantastic. Well played. Yeah, I'd move to Florida for that. Yeah. That's pretty nice. Well done. Now I don't even know what to talk to you about. You're just my idol.
Now I just want to applaud you.
I just want to.
When you walk in,
up.
I just want to applaud.
Now I'm just going to call you a philanthropist and animal activist because Mark Vieira is an amazing man.
Mark is saving the turtles.
That's right.
One turtle at a time.
And you're going to get through all of
them. Keep doing
it. Yeah, keep it up. Keep it up. Keep her happy.
Florida,
the Tempe Improv. Tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, if you want to go over there, it's at the Tempe Improv, tempeimprov.com. What else is going on in your world? Like, it seems like you're smiling and everything. Are you worried about anything?
Are you tired? Your legs? You know, I mean.
Well,
this is the thing.
Problem.
You know what I am? I guess what I love about this time in my life is just being grateful. Oh. And I think that, you know, losing comedy for 8 months, right? Yeah. So we didn't have a voice for the people for 8 months. And that comedy voice through the years, it's like you become dependent on it and you feel
just
it's dependent
it.
On you. Yeah. So just living gratefully, you know, being here back in Tempe. I was in a Stand Up Live, you know, 7-8 months ago, whatever. Just being back into seeing people in front of you to perform.
It's kind of weird.
It changed everything.
The takeaway makes you realize.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. It's like, wow, they took it all away. Like I always say that my saving grace through all that mess was that we didn't have to not come here.
Right.
We were the only people in the building every day.
Yeah.
But we got to go do our thing every single day. And it was weird because there were no cars on the streets. It was just empty. We're like, is this even registering?
Like I am legend.
Yeah, it felt very much like
when
that.
When I first went back to New York and the streets were empty, it was I am legend.
It's weird.
It's just like
this. You'd see pictures of it. Yeah. You know, like New York and some other places that there's just nothing.
Well, Vegas was crazy.
Like Vegas
was empty
the
and
weirdest.
The strip was nothing. Yeah. It's just nuts. So it's good to have that all back. And it's a shame that in a couple of weeks it's all going back to that. Oh, it's all going to shut down. We're all going to panic and lose our minds. And then there's going to be – and I'm looking forward to it. I think,
toilet paper again will be a thing of the past.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It surges. You know? Every time they announce something like that,
it's
the TP flies.
But if people were more like me, TP wouldn't be that important to them because if you take a shower every time you do that,
then you,
you
then
wash
you're
your
saving,
ass, you're clean.
Yeah, you're,
you don't
you're
need
saving,
this toilet
you're
paper.
Saving that whole
Never
process.
An issue for me. Everybody that toilet paper thing, I'm like, don't worry about it.
Shower.
Just get in the shower just after you take
shower.
A dump like a human being would
like,
and clean your
like
ass.
Like a decent
Wash
person,
your
like,
ass, yeah. rust butt.
Get
That's
in there
I
with
I
a magic eraser and do your
That's
thing.
Exactly right.
Scrub.
What's wrong with you? And I always say that. If you got poop on your arm, would you just take toilet paper and wipe it off and go, let's go to dinner?
No, you would
wash with soap
no,
and
you
water.
Would wash it. Yeah,
Thank
absolutely.
You. Have I convinced you?
I'm ready for a shower.
Yeah, that's right. Shower up.
I'm ready for a jump in.
Because Brady would shower 5 times a day, but... it's been necessary.
Too many showers.
Would save those Hanes, I tell you that. Those things are abused. It's terrifying down
His
there.
Hanes
you wouldn't know. Camouflage.
Hanes asked him not to buy anymore. It's just terrible. But speaking of turtles and stuff, he doesn't even have the thing that you showed me on the phone. And he'll, like, if you're golfing with Brady, he disappears. And you just hear, hey, over here. And then there's this guy standing on a rock holding a giant Gila monster or a Chuck Waller or something.
Look what I got.
He wants to see me.
He's like, he didn't want anything to do with you.
He's my friend.
He's hungry.
If he bites me, my hand will fall off.
This little fella's a dehydrated.
We were golfing once, and Brady's standing next to me. He's holding a snake by the tail. Look, look. I'm like, put it down and hit your ball. It lives here.
And I look, look, look.
Stop it.
Yeah, a lot of the golf courses in Florida are the iguanas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they
he couldn't do it.
It'd be like a thousand of them. And if you're not...
They got claws.
You're not apt to an iguana. They look like mini dinosaurs.
They
and
are.
And they are ugly.
Yeah.
And bigger than you would... You know, you're like, that's a motorcycle.
I wouldn't go after the
iguana. Yeah, they're pretty...
They're big.
They're pretty... Like I said, they're surprisingly big in Florida. Yeah. I go, probably because of... all the things they have to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that they just get really, really big. And when I say they take over like all the shade.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a golfer, you know, you go, the shade can be.
It's awesome.
Crowded.
Can be your best friend.
Yeah.
When he's high. You know, when he gets.
Especially in summer golf.
Yeah,
but the animals are in it. Yeah, they hide there too.
Like you got to hang out with a thousand iguanas, and scary. I'm like,
Florida's,
no, I'm good. I'll sit in a golf cart.
Florida's horrifying. I have no interest.
You'll find me in a golf cart. having some. Turtle juices.
Man, oh man.
Honey, will you get my ball?
Yeah.
In a minute, babe.
Is she an influencer?
Oh, she's not.
What does she do?
She's not. She's so against.
You just give her money?
Just, you know what?
She
just give her money
turtles.
Not her, you, but I'm sure she's walks down the street and people are like, here, take this. It's $100.
Oh, yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Your beautiful things just happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's that's just, amazing.
Yeah, and not so beautiful. She gets followed everywhere.
No kidding.
Yeah. Floridians are weird.
Yeah, they just follow her, like,
are weird.
Walk around behind her and stuff?
Yeah, they just follow the car,
I bet you Vanilla
when
Ice
she gets up, she'll have dinner somewhere with her friend, get up, and she goes to her car, and, like, somebody will get in their car and just drive behind her, high beam. Like, it's, the stories are sort of oddish. I'm like, God, I've never, never been that serious a thing for me where I'm like, must follow you. And I'm just, like, you know, in a bush somewhere or on a.
You should try it. It's not bad. It's not
on a catwalk, looking down upon her.
Getting a place close to her place so you can see it with the binoculars. Yeah.
The problem is you're living in a place that's a year-round spring break.
Right.
Yeah.
So everyone's always year-round looking to hook up. I mean, it's like...
Yeah. And I think culturally there in Florida, it's like... I don't know. I just feel like the guys, the
Cubans,
men are weird.
Yeah.
They just have weird behavioral habits. Following a woman is like, I like you.
She might like
this. Yeah, exactly. Right. She might like the stalking type.
Wow.
And
that's
so
creepy.
It's not
normal.
Two things about Florida, that and the fact that everybody's moving something somewhere.
What?
I just don't get it. Like, they use pickup trucks to move everything.
Every day. Something's going somewhere.
Every day I'm on a highway. I'm like, why do you have a whole house in the back of a Toyota Tundra? It's called a U-Haul truck.
Yeah.
You know, nothing's
because they're
tied
master
down.
Packers. And then, they can stack
I'm
it up.
I'm telling you, it is the most quizzical thing. It's like, why is there a love seat in the left lane on the interstate? You know what I mean? It's because they don't tie anything
stack it.
Down.
Yeah.
You know, fridges. The whole kitchen is back there.
Mattresses
One
for no reason.
One bungee cord. I'm like, do you know how much weight that is? Yeah. If you break short and that, you know what I mean? I'm like, scientific, you didn't.
It's bad.
Yeah, you didn't do the math on that, man. It's a tundra.
It's good.
When you and Brad leave, if you go out this way and get on the 202, there's a nice sectional and a love seat.
The little living room setup right under
on the ramp.
But that's commitment. Like, I'm homeless, but I'm going to make the most of this. I'm going to make a little house.
It's utilizing
out of my
the space well.
Yeah.
You HGTV, you know what I mean?
I think it's
now we're all interior design experts because of that channel.
It's an open concept.
Yeah.
It's wildly wide open.
It's really open.
I mean, it's open to every direction. But it's an open concept because, they set it up and they actually probably had an argument like, no, I want the couch, I want the armrest touching, make the L. We'll they're there.
Nice enough, I figured they'd come back, but it's been there 2 days.
That's what I'm saying. A kayak in the right. I'm like, nobody's missing it. No one comes back for it. Nobody's like, you know what? I got home. We were away for the weekend. Damn it. Something's missing. It's your kayak. It's your bright orange kayak.
You can't go in your garage and go two, three, four, five, six. Where's my seventh kayak?
I got my daughter. I got my son. Damn it. What the hell else did I have this weekend? It's called orange kayak. How did you get home and not realize I should go back?
I'm like, and they leave it. Like, well, that one's gone. There's no hope for that.
There's no way I know when it dropped off.
Someone picked that up.
We went 100 miles, and I'm not going to 99 exits.
I'm not
going to
go back. Yeah. What?
Just like, get a new kayak.
Some things in Florida, I'm just like, who?
Get a new kayak money. That's pretty good living. Like, I'll just get another kayak.
Forget the memories on that.
Mark Vieira is at the Tempe Improv tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, TempeImprov.com. And, your whole life's changed. You're aerodynamic. You're bald now.
I'm bald. I'm divorced.
What else is it? You're divorced. Now, how long ago was the divorce?
This is 2 years.
The divorce. And how long is the new angel?
We're at the point of the divorce where she's finally said, okay.
Oh, she's leaving you alone?
Yeah.
It's kind of, now it's the pain is over. How long were you married? You were married for a long time.
Yeah, 20 plus years.
Wow.
Man.
Before this, yeah.
Does she hate the new girl? Hates her. Hates.
You know, that's the thing. She's got a new guy. You know, she's got a new guy in her life. But women are what they are, and if you know, they're never gonna like the new girl.
Yeah,
gonna, especially a hot. You know.
Oh yeah, you're not doing that.
Yeah.
But the other What's side the age of it? Discrepancy?
13.
That's not terrible.
Yeah, 13. Yeah.
But it still makes the ex feel
lucky.
Awful.
That's a lucky number.
Yeah, it's good stuff
for me.
Is her
listen? I don't know about you. Yeah, I don't know my you guys.
Yeah, is her new guy more successful and more handsome than you?
He's. I don't know how you define success. He's got money.
Okay,
he's got some money.
You think
he
it's
did
more
the
than
cryptocurrency
you?
Thing on the buy-in?
Gotcha.
So he's
done well.
He's did well with the crypto world.
Right.
And I don't know if that's a thing that.
But could you take him? Because he's kick his ass. So there's
he's
no threat.
He's that turtle in the jungle.
Yeah,
he's going to dehydrate.
I can just pick him up and put him in the water.
I talked to a friend of mine about that the other
relocate
day.
Him if I really needed to.
He's divorced and his wife just started seeing a guy pretty serious. His ex did and started seeing him pretty serious. And he's like, it's no big deal. I could kick the crap out of this guy. I'm like, is that something in your head? And he goes, it's a competitive thing. You just look at him and go, this is what you chose. I could crush
Good
this
luck
guy.
With
and,
that.
You, and then you move on like it's
he's
easier
a nobody.
To move on. He's nothing to me.
He's nothing to me. Yeah.
You want to go out with him? Very funny. Good
I
one.
I can crush his face. Yeah.
He's like a child.
Yeah. I just think it's great, though, because that's a man's brain. It's like, what'd she get? Bargain basement
Are
jerk.
You serious?
But then it's on the other side of it.
Yeah.
The guy's like, she went to the moon with this guy?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, my ex-wife had some guy who ended up with tons of money and stuff, and he's handsome, so it beats me in two areas. And then a friend of mine was looking at her Facebook page, and they're in, like, castles in Germany and everything else, and then we're about to go on the air, and he goes, is she on the moon? Because he's just scrolling through pictures. Like, he's taking her all over the world. And I'm like, yeah, I lost. I
That's
lost
her
that
and out of space, right? He got her on SpaceX.
But I am.
She's in the middle of
is there with Shatner? Is she in the big dick rocket with Shatner?
With Shatner?
Yeah, she's just waving.
Go. We're watching out the window.
Isn't that your ex-wife?
Shatner's getting a handy.
Yeah, she's jerking off Shatner.
Yeah, she ain't never come back.
No. And that's the thing. I've come to the this was a very early realization in my life is that it's very easy to upgrade for me. It's a very simple thing to say, okay, I'm moving on and this is going to be better.
Yeah.
That's it. The only thing that I heard about her new guy said he's deaf in one ear. And that made me go, nah, 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 and I make fun of him that way. So it's fine.
Yeah.
But
and
outside
that makes me feel all the better.
Yeah, because I've got both great ears.
And you know
what?
I guess I feel like, you know, I truly did. The day that I was like, I'm done with this was like, I really, really want happiness for myself, for her, my sons. So I can't. I don't have.
Yeah, you don't have the animosity.
I don't have the room in my life for all the good things, and then have any room for a negative thought. I feel like I'm so good. Like I needed this. My sons needed to see their dad good.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't good. It was too many years of battle, and the stand up reflected that. It was almost like I was on stage always recounting war.
You're venting.
Yeah. And so I feel like even the audience gets like a new version. Of comedy from me because I don't have that weighing on me.
The happy guy.
Yeah, it's just different. I feel like the comedy's better.
Yeah, you're funny.
Because my
outlook,
a lot of your stuff.
The freedom's different. Yeah.
Don't you hate it when hot girls do this?
right. No, I mean.
Don't you hate it when your teen girlfriend is blowing you in public and it's just brutal?
Yes. We can all relate, right?
Yeah. You know when you pick your woman up from high school and she's like complaining about science class?
You know when your questionably aged teenage model girlfriend is like giving you a hand job? It's like, come on, we're at the Safeway.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
Do you even know how to do that?
Yeah, the audience is like, Mark has a great life. I cannot relate to what's happening.
I liked it better when he hated everybody.
Yeah, I liked it better when he was mad. I can relate to that. I hate my wife. Don't you hate your new wife?
Yeah, bro, is this your girlfriend? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm looking at this audience of hogs. Great job, guys. I found the pinnacle. Anyway, here's just a photo album you can all thumb through while I sit here and collect cash. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. That's good for you. We're proud of you. And good. And there's a lighter air about you for some reason.
I feel it. And, I feel like I take the stage with that same energy. Almost like a good energy.
You're not, you know what? That's the crazy part is when you're going through stuff like that and then you have to go do a job like this or like what you do, you have to shake off so much that it's draining. And then when you don't have that pressure and you're in like everything's fun again.
Yeah.
Like even if you're up there bitching and complaining, it's fun to do instead of like of cathartic, which gets weird.
Well, it's honestly a complete paradox.
Yeah.
Right? Because I was getting on stage and having to battle the real me to put on a phony husband guy character. You understand? So it was a character of the real me who was really just angry.
Yep.
And unhappy. And now that I'm happy, they're seeing the real me.
You killed
in the stand-up.
That guy.
Yeah, yeah. I had to get rid of that guy completely because that was an unhappy soul.
Caliendo and I talked about this one time in a podcast I used to do with him, and he made a great point. He's like, at a certain point, entertainers in any area have to flip a switch. You can't have bad days. You do your job, you can't have you flip a switch, and after a while, it's harder to turn it off. So you start becoming the thing that is the fake.
Yeah.
Version.
You start believing that. You start believing that's you because you fake it so much.
Right. But it's not unique to that because he said, because after a while, if you do a job long enough. And he said, even a car salesman will be at home and eventually the kid will say, hey, dad, pass the salt. Like, let me go talk to my manager about that.
Right.
Like you can't shut off. And that's when you're like, oh, no. And that did, I understand exactly what you're talking about.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. And it's weird when you see somebody out of it.
Yeah. Faking happiness when I get home, faking happiness when I'm on stage. You know, I wound up. Being a thing that I was trying to convince myself. Yep.
And then it's all for you.
I'm not happy. You know, it doesn't matter how much I make believe here or there. I'm not
happy. There's a ton of people listening right now that get that.
Yeah.
And it's hard to say, how do you get out?
Yeah, I hope so.
Sometimes you're afraid to get out. Or you don't think you can get out.
It's expensive to
even,
get out.
Listen, even in this day and time, to advocate for men listening to their hearts, you know, and not listening to the world telling them to be the man that they want you to be.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be the man you need to be for you because that's when you can share happiness with someone instead of worry about someone else's happiness. Someone else's happiness is to mulch. It's horrible.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if she's still happy. I got to buy her flowers. I got to take her out. Because that will make her. No,
you
being happy should make someone else happy.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and that's it. I want you to be happy. That makes me happy. It's like your kids. Yeah. What do you want to do? I want to fly kite. Let's go fly kite. Does that make you happy? Let's go do – you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We do that with kids, but we don't do that with ourselves.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Yeah.
Let alone trying to figure it out for someone else.
You can't, exactly.
They
you can't
have
do
to,
that.
You eventually, individually, if I'm happy, it's on me. I've got to be happy.
Yeah. Here's the fun part. What you guys just talked about is beautiful. And what it essentially boils down to is stop listening to your heart, start listening to your dick like Mark Vieira did, and look at how great things are.
He's
always right. He's very,
very, he's very pragmatic. And that's,
he's a logical guy.
You can say that about a dick. Very rare.
My dick is on the spectrum. Everything's black and white with him.
Next
there
year,
is no nuance.
Dyslexic. Yeah.
But there's no nuance.
Smart. But he's a savant in other ways.
Right.
Okay. I'm already on to what is going to happen.
What he knows, he knows
genius
for sure.
In other ways.
Yes. What he knows for sure.
Exactly.
Like, this is what we want to do.
He's hands down on top of that.
I mean, it's
this
heavy
is where
spectrum.
This is going. Next time he comes back in, he's like, here's the key to happiness.
Yeah, my dick is autistic.
And you can get 4 of my DVDs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
because
man.
You want a hot one.
You, listen, if you.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't pick anybody. We met, and it's been great. and life is great. How awesome is that?
That's pretty nice.
I'm telling you, it's nice to be happy and somebody meet you and go, well, you're happy, and I like that.
And this is easy.
This is going to be easy.
Until it's not, because she'll ruin your life, too. They always do. But I'm just saying, for now, enjoy it.
Vagina. if we had to do a commercial, it'd start off good, and then it'd just taper off to, you know, the side effects of vagina.
You know, the side effects for vagina are or just suicidal thoughts.
Suicidal thoughts.
You want to jump off. Stay away from cliffs.
Night terrors are definite. And
for tourism, come to vagina.
Yeah. I remember the story a friend of mine told about Groucho Marx. Said it all seems great through life, and that he was at Ron Wood at his house from the Rolling Stones, and he leans over, and there's a bunch of girls at the party and everything else. Grouch is like 85, and he leans over to Ron Wood, and he goes, I give it all away for one more erection. And Ron said, it's that important. He goes, it's all that matters.
It's all that matters. Yeah.
In the end, that's all that matters. When again, it's the takeaway. Once your dick disappears on you, you're like, good Lord, I didn't use that properly while I had it.
Damn it.
Congrats, Mark. It's good. It's you're a happy person. You're good energy.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not. So you changed me for like 25 minutes.
For 25 minutes.
Yeah. Fantastic.
You know, I like the new you.
Yeah, I like the new you. It rubs off while you're here. And then when you leave, I'll be like, hey, F you, Brady.
I hate and take your happiness with you.
Rub this three times.
Take that full head of hair and get the hell away from me.
Take your happiness with you out of this room.
Mark Vieira's at the Tempe Improv. Leave us with words of wisdom, sir.
Come see me this weekend.
That's
you know, wise. I am, I don't know. I feel like, you know, comedy evolves as you evolve. And so I just feel like I'm at a place where me and the audience are now sharing space instead of it being, I'm going to watch the comedian do that.
Dance.
Yeah. That, you know, dance with me,
it's
monkey.
Not a performance.
Yeah. I feel like when you go to a Broadway play, and it's all-consuming.
So it's gayer than it's ever been.
Yeah. It's just gayer.
It's just a lot gayer. Well, good.
And
you've sold me.
So hard to not.
I just had a Luis Suarez just said, God damn it, why did I tune in this morning? It's so true what this man is saying. I'm miserable. So your happy energy has made Luis realize, I hate everything about my life.
He's now sitting on that sofa on the side of the road contemplating his next move.
There's
where it is. He said it was right on the exit.
Happy son of a bitch is everything I'm not. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah,
come
see me this weekend. Laugh, you know, laugh at yourself through me, and I guess from here forward, it's about enjoying all the minutes, man.
Exactly. You know, so. Take advantage of your time. Thank you, Mark. Mark Vieira at the Tempe Improv. Go to tempeimprov.com. It's 98 KUPD.
Whoa! What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.